making sense of today's news through the prism of the momentous events of the last two or three decades. Certainly a journalist who has lived through all of this, CBS News 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. Of course, Scott, for many years, former anchor, CBS Evening News. Thank you for joining us. And of all the stories in your past, what to you, Scott, is most relevant, kind of casting a light on today's news?
Well, Alan, let me thank you very much for being on WDEL today. I'm so glad to be with you. This book that I've written, Truth Worth Telling, really is organized in chapters that begin with virtues. For example, the first chapter is a chapter entitled Gallantry, and it's about what I witnessed with the fire department of the city of New York as the World Trade Center towers were collapsing on 9/11. So what I'm trying to do for the audience right now is to remind people that there is truth, it can be found, it can be documented, and that the values that we all hold as Americans are as important to us today as ever.
Well, we seem to have lost a lot of that since 9/11.
Well, that that is true, and a good deal of the book is about that very subject. I write about the heroism and the selflessness of our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq as well. I feel like, Alan, I think you may as well, that, you know, today we're in a situation where a lie can be made to seem the truth and the truth can be made to seem a lie. And I think people may be a little bit off balance after what's been happening these last couple of years. My hope with this book is that I can remind people that character is destiny and that the values that we cherish are more important to us today than ever.
Do you sense, for example, even in the coming presidential race, that character will be a big deal again?
Gosh, I hope so. I hope so. I write in the book about the 2016 race and my relationships with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. That chapter is entitled Hubris, because I think both of the candidates exhibited a great deal of hubris in that time, and that may be how the election ended up the way that it did.
Dare I ask you, many moons ago, what was your first impression of one Donald J. Trump?
What a really good question. In the first interview that I did with him during the campaign season, he said a lot of things that just weren't true. For example, he said 96 million Americans couldn't get jobs. Well, if you do the math, that would be an unemployment rate of 57%, which, of course, has never happened. And so it occurred to me that he was trying to create a dystopian America that really didn't exist. But in order to develop enough outrage to get his voters to the polls, he had to create an America that was outrageous. And that was my sense of what he was trying to do.
At the time, did you actually hazard a guess that he could possibly achieve the Oval Office?
I did not. I was anchoring CBS News coverage of election night, and I went into that coverage thinking that Hillary Clinton had it locked up. And remember, she, if you will, follow me here, she won the election by 3 million votes. She didn't win the presidency, because it's not the election that matters.
Yes.
It's the Electoral College that matters, as we all know. So I went into that believing that she was going to win by about 3 million votes. But what we didn't see coming was the tiny margins that President Trump won by in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin,
right,
in Michigan. And those were the places where he put the Electoral College together. I think he was surprised.
He was surprised. We've heard that. Well, from Rust Belt to the Middle East, all the that you've covered in that part of the world, and it seems as though Americans almost have gone into Groundhog Day, been there, done that, even though we have American troops at harm's way. And even this buildup to whatever might happen with Iran, your thoughts?
Well, I think this buildup with what might happen with Iran should be informed by our experience in the buildup toward Iraq. This is the moment in time right now that Americans should question the administration, that journalists should question the administration. There wasn't enough of that going into Iraq, and there's a chapter in the book on this subject as well about the lack of skepticism that was shown. too often any country headed for war gets caught up in this bandwagon effect where everybody's behind our troops, of course, and everybody's spoiling for war. Well, that's the time when a democracy has to take a step back and say, wait a minute, what's the evidence here? Why are we doing this? What are the potential costs? And Iraq might have ended very differently had we done that in those days.
Well, of course, Bush administration, we had Cheney and his lieutenants, and today we have Bolton and, to a lesser extent, the Secretary of State Pompeo.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they have an agenda. Every administration has an agenda. And the founders were counting on us, we the people, to be proactive citizens, to know the issues. One of the reasons that politicians get away with lying to us is because we're not doing our jobs as citizens. We're not becoming familiar with the issues. They can lie to us because they know they can get away with it. So it's so important for the American people, wherever you are on the political spectrum, so important for the American people to educate themselves about what's going on.
I think you have to go in a second, but let me just ask you a final question, and that is, how do the media possibly make sense of, what is it, 23 or 24 Democratic presidential hopefuls?
I think you don't make sense of it, and there won't be 23 or 24 for very long. People will begin to drop out. What this is right now, and Alan, you know this better than anyone, this is a beauty contest, if you will, to raise money. And some of them are going to be successful raising money, and some of them will not be. And those who are not successful raising money will begin to drop out fairly quickly.
Well, yeah.
I think the American people will start paying attention to all of this in probably about a year.
Well, way after the first debate.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course, some people are saying, Mayor de Blasio, really? But I know you got to go on. You're promoting the book and trying to get us to focus on these hard issues. Thank you so much. I've been a longtime fan and have appreciated your work over the years. Thank you so much.
You're kind, and I'm awfully glad to be with you. Thank you, Alan.
Take care. Scott Pelley, 60 Minutes correspondent, former anchor, CBS Evening News.